Hi, and welcome to another episode of the Academy Worlds podcast. And today I am joined with Siddharth, who specializes in accounting support and bookkeeping support, which of course we all know is imperative to our business success. So just as a reminder, the Academy World is here to support you as SMEs for whatever your needs are, if you need an introduction or you just need general support. So that's enough about me. Siddharth, welcome.
So much. Good morning.
Good morning. So how did you get into the world of accounting?
So I have always been the numbers guy. I was good at maths. I was good at understanding numbers. And the most important is the story behind the numbers. And that's where the career led me to.
Okay, wonderful. And whereabouts are you based?
So I'm based in India right now, but okay. We work with businesses in UK, and we also work with B2B models. So we also work with financial companies and accountants in UK.
So the reason why I wanted to ask you on the podcast is because you can provide savings and efficiencies for businesses when it comes down to bookkeeping, accounting, and regulatory requirements. So you're based in India, we're based in the UK for this particular podcast. So how does that normally work with, say, accountants in the UK?
So our entire business is virtually based in UK. We have office in India, we have resources in India who helps us with processing different services and catering to clients' needs. And that's why we have different footprints geographically, but our business is based in UK. That means we are available for clients at the working hours. We understand different regulatory changes and everything. We have been working on this field for more than 10 years. So yeah, that helps us with the edge of catering the right services and also making sure that clients are getting more efficient and cost-effective services.
Okay. So your introductions, do they tend to come direct from customers at the moment, or are they coming from accountancy practices in the UK?
So it's a mix of both. We started as a B2B company, but we also now cater to SMEs. I know Nigel, and we have been associated with Accounting World, and it has been very good because it also helps us understand what SMEs are looking for and how we as accountants, we should be helping them serve more better and more efficient.
Absolutely. And often that's the challenge, particularly for smaller businesses which don't have their own accounts department or bookkeeping department, is keeping on top of those numbers. But I'm guessing that with the emergence of products like Xero and QuickBooks, really distance has no bearing anymore.
Yeah, of course. I mean, the new latest cloud technology softwares have been blessings for businesses and ourselves as accountants, because it not only helps us automate a lot of admin work, but it also helps us understand to focus on where we should be focusing upon. For example, cash flow management or understanding the industry standards and profit margins. So being an accountant, that helps us to work on those areas that are very critical and strategic in terms of business growth. And this is where we tend to focus on for any of the SMEs who are looking for services.
Okay. So you can work with any of the, I'll say, cloud-based traditional accounting packages, whatever they may be, or the customer's preferences?
Of course. I mean, we do work on the package base, but we also try to keep ourselves as flexible as possible, because every SME and every new startup has a different requirement. So we offer two different options. One is our own in-house package, that if they want to have a very simple process and want to work with us for everything that we do with numbers, then that package is a go-to option for them. If some businesses are very complex, they have been working with funding, R&D taxes, they're innovating something or adapting new technology, they have intellectual property things to be taken care of from the compliance perspective, then we also work on the flexible models where we understand the business, we understand what the partners or the directors of that business are looking for, and we design a service based on that.
Okay, so I'm getting the impression that there's no difference dealing with yourselves than there would be dealing with any local accountant on the high street in the UK.
Yeah, of course. I mean, we have our presence in UK, so that makes us global as an accounting firm for any SMEs that we work with. It's just that we have resources available outside of UK who helps us with good talented skills, who helps us with efficiencies, who also helps us with different things. And just after COVID, this is something we found is more evidently important for us to grow as an accountant, to make sure that we are serving more better every day.
Okay. So I'm second guessing what some of our listeners may be thinking. How would they know about the qualifications of the team who are working on their finances?
Before we start, we do one-to-one meetings with all the clients that we onboard. So they understand what kind of resources they are talking to, what kind of business they are talking to, what kind of accountants they are before they start working with us. And they would understand our knowledge, how many years of experience we have been on that particular sector, and how we can cater to their requirements.
Okay, and your team themselves, are they qualified accountants or bookkeepers? How does that work?
Of course. So just like ourselves as accountants, even the accounting institutions like ACCA or ICB, they have their global presence all across the world outside of UK. That means they also have students, candidates who are applying for different qualifications. And we have our own resources who are ICB bookkeepers that are certified bookkeepers. It's a qualification. And we also have ACCA chartered accountants who are qualified and experienced enough to work on any of our clients that we onboard.
Okay, so a bit of a jargon buster here. What does ACC stand for?
It's the Association of Chartered Accountants that is like headquartered in the UK, but they also are available globally. So they are in Australia, they are in Asia, they are also available in Middle East. And some of our resources are already halfway through their qualification. Some of our resources are already qualified before they joined us. So that helps us to cater different kind of resources based on client's requirement.
Okay, and I'm assuming ICB is for bookkeeping then?
ICB is the Institute of Certified Bookkeepers. So okay. It helps any new candidates who are pursuing careers in the accounting field. They train and they educate them on how to do the bookkeeping, what are the primary things that are needed for bookkeeping on Xero, on QuickBooks, on Zoho, or any kind of softwares that we work with. We also work with other clients, other businesses outside of UK. That means we have our presence in US, Canada also. And because our availability is kind of global, we can make shift on different resources, skills based on clients' requirements. So if there are any SMEs who have one of their branches in UK, they have another branch in US, they are operating in different geographies, we can cater to those kind of requirements too.
Well, that's brilliant then. Okay, and I have to say, perhaps I'm going to say a more localized accountant may actually struggle with that, so that could be a real benefit. A lot of businesses unfortunately don't see the value of paying with respect for bookkeeping accountants, and they're looking for the lowest price. So this is potentially a solution where the SMEs benefit from a slightly lower price than what they'd be paying in the UK, but still getting the same quality and qualifications and assurances, and if anything, potentially more.
Of course. I mean, if you look at the past 1 year or 2 year, the situation and the economic changes that has been going on in UK and outside of UK, the inflation has been quite high on businesses. And if there are startups who are looking for setting up business, they onboard employees, they do different compliances, they apply for grants and all kind of things. Those things then demand a very good compliance process in place. And having somebody like us who have resources, who are very good talented, available across the globe, but their experience working and understanding the government's regulations, local rules and regulations that are available for different councils, that helps us and gives the edge on how we serve different services to the clients.
Okay, so So just so I understand it, so if you do the standard bookkeeping, you can help with VAT returns, I'm assuming?
Of course. So what we do is on the compliance side, we do bookkeeping and VAT returns for businesses. We do accounts, that is the year-end accounts and corporation tax if they are limited companies. Then we also do management accounts. Management accounts helps them understand how they are heading as a business on a month-to-month or a quarterly basis. Then we also do cash flow modeling. Now, this is something is a requirement for startups and SMEs who already have taken funded or who have investors who are looking for how the businesses have been doing. So we do cash flow modeling for those clients to understand how cash are generated, what kind of sources that they have been very efficient, and what kind of sources that they need to look upon because they're less efficient or because of any market reasons. So we do different things when it comes to number. We also nowadays have been looking to serve on the audit perspective. So that means if there are businesses who are not small business or micro, but they're medium-sized business, they have audit requirements, then we also look for resources locally in UK who can help us serve our clients with audit requirements.
Okay, so you can file accounts at Companies House for businesses in the UK?
Of course. We can incorporate companies. We can help them with do all the due diligence, filings, apply for tax reference numbers, communicate on their behalf to HMRC for all the updates that that they need to comply for. If HMRC asks for any questions or they have received any notices, we can help them reply on the facts and figures and supportings that we have based on all the information that we can produce. So yeah, we do like take care of all the compliance side so that the partners, the directors of businesses, they only focus on their operational activities and sales.
Wow. So the world is definitely a smaller place now.
Well, it's definitely smaller if you try to simplify it and see it in simple terms.
Okay. So one question, another question which comes to my mind is obviously within the European space, we have this little thing called GDPR. And so how does that work with yourselves and where you're based? Is there conflicts there or challenges?
There is no conflict because GDPR guidelines allows any business who is working within UK or who are established in UK, but they have offices, branch outside of UK, they have to comply with a list of criteria, the guidelines that the government has announced. So we comply with those guidelines. We have our IT setup. Those setups are being checked every quarter, every 6 months. And we also have our resources who also go for with the yearly compliance process that are the AML test, anti-money laundering test, then test about how to comply with the cyber frauds and everything. And we also, whenever you onboard any clients, you also document those kind of process with them so that they understand how their accountants are working, where their resources are based, what kind of services we are offering, and how much they are going to save working with us.
Wow. Okay. I have to say, I had no idea that all this was available, Siddharth. So I'm just having a...
If I give you a bit of a hint about how these things work, because you said even you were not available how it works, I think this might help you. So if you think about any PLC companies who are based outside of UK or who are based in UK, but they also have offices, branches outside of UK, whether it is in Middle East, whether it is in Asia, anywhere in India, Sri Lanka or Bangladesh or in Indonesia, anywhere. These guidelines, it is something like an ideal criteria as per UK government that any business has to follow if they want to work with clients in UK. So we sort of, what we do is we go through those rigorous tests, we comply for each guidelines and everything, and we make sure that we are within the regulations whenever we are processing different work. We have our storage facilities, cloud storage facilities that we use, and that are secured and being managed within UK. That means they are cloud-based storage, but those cloud-based storage and the data centers, they are still within UK and not outside of UK.
Okay, I understand. So just for clarification for everyone, that one of the European requirements is where the server is actually based or where the data is based So as long as that, because it's all cloud-based, as long as that main data centers in Europe or the UK, then it's compliant. It only becomes more challenging if you're going to be storing data in America or other parts of the world as far as GDPR is concerned. And then you really do have some hoops to jump through, I believe. Okay, so we were talking obviously before this podcast, and another surprise which you shared with me was, in actual fact, accounting firms in the UK, including some of the large ones, have been utilising businesses like yourselves for quite some time. And so businesses in the UK going to a UK accounting package, their booking and accounting could actually be being processed already by the accountant in businesses in India and other parts of the world.
Just like I was referring about the content that I was creating before this pod. So we already have this prospective client. They are an accounting firm and they want to work with us to help to tap on those leverage about efficiency, finding good talents. But now the thing is not about just find resources that are cheap enough, but now they are looking for resources that are actually good enough and that can be available as flexible and as swiftly as possible. So they are hiring us as their consultants. We are going to find resources for them. We are going to train them, and they're going to be working with us within our business as their offshore resources. So yeah, many accounting firms are already tapping on the leverage of outsourcing or offshoring. And that is also another domain, another stream that we work on a day-to-day basis.
At the Academy World, we've done a partnership with SIDAF, which allows our members to get fixed price bookkeeping and accounting requirements depending on the size of your business. So if that is of interest to anyone, then do reach out, and then you can have a confidential conversation with SIDAF directly on how that would look. So we've covered compliance, training, GDPR. It's been a fun conversation, Siddharth.
I'm so happy.
So is there anything which you feel that is worthwhile sharing with our listeners any further?
Yeah, of course. I mean, so like I already said in the beginning, I have been associated with you and Nigel for a long time, and we have been building Academy World. So I hope it really turns out to be a very good package, a one-stop solution for SMEs and startups. And if any SMEs or anyone who have doubts or queries or issues about how they are doing the business, how they are taking care of their compliance, I think they should talk to you, and we can figure it out how it should be done and how best we can serve them within Academy World.
Yeah, I mean, I can't stress the importance of knowing your numbers, listeners. I have to say it's one of the probably larger reasons why businesses don't succeed, is they don't know their numbers. And dealing with and being on top of your bookkeeping, which may not be your priority on a day-to-day basis, but working with an affordable solution where you can be on top of it with no surprises, or it certainly reduces the surprises. And then, as Siddharth was saying, if you need to look forward and project as an independent person on what cash flow and business will look based on what's happened in the past, then you know, suddenly all this knits together really well and easily, and affordably. So I'd highly recommend, if you want to relook at who you're using or you need someone, then do reach out with the contact details below on whatever platform you're listening to this podcast. Okay, so Siddharth, thank you very much for your time today. It's been great.
Thank you so much, Andrew, for having me on this pod. And yes, for any readers who wants to know more about us, you can search us on LinkedIn for digital outsourcing services. You can go to my profile, Siddharth Kothari. And if you have any questions, you can get in touch with Andrew, and we'd be happy to talk to you. Thank you so much.
Brilliant. Okay. Well, we'll call that a wrap. So next week, as our listeners know, we'll be having another expert online to give you tips and guidance on how to make the most out of your businesses. Until then, have a great week. Goodbye now.